start your day, the two away, and I'll be off you more.
Right, good morning everyone, good morning. I wasn't intending on speaking about this shayla. It's a boss of a chod of shayla, so a lot of us are not really in the kitchen. But because it's such a geshmak a shayla, there's so much in it. I just want to briefly mention this shayla. It's also live when we used to go to Rav Osher West time. Always when there was a live shayla, that always took place first. He always had to discuss that the first thing. And afterwards he went to other shaylas which have already been. But this is a really interesting case where next week someone's making a simcha. There's a lady in town, a chosh of a lady. She's making a simcha. She's making a simcha next week. A small in-house home simcha. And she did something which you would never believe would be a problem. You'd never believe it. And the maitha, because of these knives that we have these knives, they're terrible. When it comes to anything to do with the onion and the knife, is you have to assume it's treif till you've proven that it's kosher. And I'll show you what I mean. Because the case was, she took a knife, which is a milky knife, and cut an onion, actually two onions on a board, very, very nice. Put the onions inside the pot. I bought this small pot, right? Okay. You have to imagine it's a big pot. Put the onions into a pot. But the pot was obviously, it was a meaty, it wasn't treif, it was a meaty pot. Baruch Hashem, she's very careful not to have treif or things in the house. It was a meaty pot. Listen to it, you'll never believe that this could be a problem. So she's got inside this pot frying a little bit of oil, and she's got inside it two onions, which is fried inside, okay, you would have thought everything's okay. No, nothing's been used the past 24 hours. You would have thought it should be, you know, okay, calm down. Okay, the next part is that she puts in 8 liters of mushroom soup. So you've got this two onions at the bottom, cut up. 8 liters, she's making quite a big soup. It's a small simcha in the house. And she's making 8 liters of soup. Blends it all together. And now the question is, she remembers now she's used a milky knife. Is that okay? You should know in Bosov Acholov, it's so easy to find. But the Eved's, almost everything is okay. Obviously, you have to check them out. But it's very easy to find colors. Over here, if you think about it, the pashtus is that there should be a problem, and the whole soup should be treif, absolute treif. Why? Let's have a look. Why is there no shishim? Usually, there's a halacha called shishim. Shishim means when you have 60 times kosher versus a small amount, a 60th part, which is not kosher. Imagine you're making a soup, and a little bit of pork goes inside, a little bit of pork juice goes inside, let's say. 60 times the amount of soup, you can, no problem eating that, that's absolutely fine. It's lechatchila to have it. Okay? No, it's all drummed up. Everything was drummed up. The onions. But once everything was cooked, once everything, the question arose after everything is cooked. So surely there shouldn't be much of a shayla over here. You have such a large amount of soup versus the amount of that would have come out the blade of the thickness of the blades of your knife. What could go wrong in this shayla? Why is it? What's the potential shayla over here that we should say that everything should go in the bin? Right? Again, this is a large soup. It's not geshmak to start. It's already close up to the simcha. What would you say? Do you think over here? Why should it be? What comes to mind in such a case? 60 shishim, do you have shishim, do you not have shishim? Here's an interesting halacha. The halacha is that when you have an onion and it's cut with a milky knife, even if it hasn't been used in 24 hours, it brings out the davar charif, because the onion's davar charif is sharp, it brings out the blias, even though it's after 24 hours. So now inside the onion pieces, you've got blias of milky blias inside. So hang on a second. Very nice, you've got milky blias inside the onion. Yeah. But you have shishim. Surely you've got a big soup, which is 8 liters. Surely you got shishim 60 times versus the thickness of the knife. Look at the thickness of the knife. It's not so thick. And you've got, surely you've got 60 times. There's a halacha called chanan. If you want to show anyone that you know a bit of halacha, in Basav Acholov, you tell him you're doing the sugya of chanan, yeah, and you surely won't get any questions, because they won't usually know what chanan is, right? Chanan is chaticha nas and avela. There's a fascinating halacha, I tell you, chaticha nas nevela is really fascinating halacha. If you have a cholent and a little bit of pork, a little bit of treif goes inside the cholent, there's no 60 times, let's say there's no 60 times, your cholent's not so big, there's no 60 times good cholent versus the treif that fell inside. The halacha is that the whole cholent becomes treif. But then afterwards you take your cholent part and put it into a big pot. Where the big cholent part, big cholent, has got 60 times that small piece of treif, but has not got 60 times your cholent. Right? So the halacha is chaticha nasa nevela. Chaticha nasa nevela means the piece of treif that went inside the kosher and it hasn't got 60 times, the entire cholent becomes one piece of nevela. Chaticha nasa nevela. The entire thing becomes nevela, and therefore you need 60 times on the larger pot of cholent to counteract your small pot of cholent. And that is exactly what's going on with your onion. Your onion, because it's fried, your entire onion, because there was a part of the onion that was contact with sai bosar and sai cholov, the cholov was the knife, and the bosar was the pot, then the entire onion, all the piece of onions becomes chanan, chaticha nas nevela. They all become treif, treif, treif. And therefore, this is the shaila. If you have now at the bottom a pot of two full onions, which are treifa onions, because of the halacha called chanan, because of the surface parts that receive blias of both, it affects the entire two onions. You now need to make sure your soup is 60 times more than your two onions. Now, I know it was a big soup. I get that. It was 8 liters. But there was no way that the soup was 120 onions, the equivalent to 120 onions. It was far from that. Maybe it was 80, they set the size of 80 onions, 90, but it was nowhere near the 120 mark. It was a big soup, but not as big as that. The chap, why this shayla is so severe, this shayla, again, I told you, anything to do with knife and onion is already starting up, is because, blias, wait, hang on a second. Well, this is a, let's get something very clear. Blias creates treif gomel. We have to get, it's very hard to relate, it's very easy to relate to kiddush, makom suda, we can discuss this shayla, very, very easy, we do this every the whole time. When you have blias of this knife was once used, a half a year ago was used to cut a piece of pizza, and then was cut this onion, right, and then two onions, and you have a massive soup, the entire thing is treif gomel. Now we have to get it, although it's only blias, it's very hard for us to understand these concepts, but it's very clear in halacha, it's absolute treif. And therefore in this shayla, l'chayra, she would have to go and take the soup, and pour it out. She could be net. She could have a noah while she's pouring it down. Really, let's say she wants to throw it over something, and enjoy throwing it out. That could be okay. But hang on a second. You have to realize. Oh, very good. Ramosha, right? Ramosha, right off. We're going to get Ramosha rises. We're going to get to the kulas. The svarachitzon and the shaila is that it's absolutely shreif. I've actually spoken to some people involved in Basar V'Cholov. Straight away, chanan. This and that. Yeah. There's no way, someone told me, not every case you have to be matic, there's no way forward. And this is L'chorea Shaila, where you'd have to throw out the entire 8 liters of mushroom soup. Okay, so here comes the other side. The other side is, number one, is there's something called the base mayor. If you go to a koilel, any koilel that's learning Basar V'Cholov, and you'll hear them, definitely you'll hear them at one point discussing, do we rely on the base mayor, not rely on the base mayor? What's this base mayor? It's a famous base mayor. And the base mayor says, if you have something which is not a ben yomer, it hasn't been used 24 hours, yes, we know with onions it does pull out blias, together with the fact that it's not the tznoin, it's not the chilsis that the Gemara talks about. The Gemara describes what is davar charif. A davar charif is something called chilsis. Now, we don't know exactly what it is, but it's certainly not an onion. And therefore, the Beis Meir wants to say, some Rishonim hold, that davar charif could be is limited to chilsis. And not referring to your onion. I know it's sharp, but it's very sharp, but it's not the same as the Gemara's chilsis. So it's machlokas. If you matzaref, the Beis Meir says, if you've got something which is not a ben yomoi and it's clean, also it has to be clean, which you're assuming is clean, and because he wants to make sure listen, every leg of the way is complicated, but the nekud of the Beis Meir is, once you have a clean knife, together with the knife not being used 24 hours, and it's not chilsis of the Gemara, then with the evet, it's okay. As a shtei Beis Meir, everyone's cholik on it. Reb Kivega, Reb Prim Godem, anyone, you name it, they're cholik on it. But they use it as if you've got another tziruf, something else, then okay, you might be okay. So over here, just the Beis Meir alone, I know there's Rabbonim in America that there will be makel. Beis Meir, I don't want to know, it's not ben yomoi, but the evet, it happened already, and it's not chilsis, it's not the case of chilsis, it's onion. They won't want to hear the shaila. You speak to many American Rabbonim, Beis Meir, put the phone down, you can have the soup. Okay, you should know, because she's making the soup for other people, it's not always so geshmak. Even if she receives the heta, your cousin, your brother-in-law, might not want to rely on this heta of the Beis Meir. Very nice that you have someone to turn to that wants to rely on the Beis Meir, but certainly you might not want to rely on the Beis Meir. So this is a second chat of this shaila, which just changes the entire thing. I'll tell you, it's really amazing. This pot, right, coincidentally, was not used for over a year. Do you know why it wasn't used for a year? My guess is because, no, it wasn't paid. My guess is because it's the first time making such a large soup. Right, she's never. It's to make a small simcha. So she's never made such a big soup. She usually makes it in a medium-sized pot, but the pot. Okay, you have to imagine this is really large. Yeah, so this she's making it a very large soup. It hasn't been used for over a year. Zot the Chacham Tzvi. This is another beautiful makor. You go to any kollel, Lanu Basa V'Chalav, and say Chacham Tzvi. They know exactly what you're talking about. The Chacham Tzvi is shita. Chacham Tzvi fret dazar shaila. How long can Blias last for? Imagine 1,000 years ago. Or many thousands of years ago, Avraham Avinu takes his pot, before the Torah. Imagine Moshe Rabbeinu takes a pot and he cooks inside it a piece of meat. And he forgot, you know, imagine these scientists, whatever you call them, they find the pot from Moshe Rabbeinu and it says over there that this is milk, this is meaty, right? And then, by mistake, but the other, you cooked inside milk. Are you real? Are you going to say, Zot the Chacham Tzvi, are you going to say that this has got bliss from thousands of years ago? Like, how long does it last for? Ein hadas siv losoi, zot the Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi's opinion is that the das can't be that thing's just the blias. We don't understand blias altogether. You know, scientifically it's clean. What's there? But we understand, Chazal tell us that if you cook something, meat inside, the blias go inside the pot. Fine, we've accepted that. But how long? Zot the Chacham Tzvi has also got an expiry date. Zot the Chacham Tzvi, my opinion is, Yud Beis Chodesh has got an expiry date. Kemavua in Hilchas Yayin Nesach. It's the aloch in Yayin Nesach, which states if you have a pot, and the pot, sorry, not a pot, a chovish al Yayin, Shechonoch Sheik clearly in Kuf Lamed Hei, and Kuf Lamed Hei Sifta Zayin, from the Rajbo, that if you have a barrel, and the side of the barrel, sometimes, you know, Yayin Nesach, which is non-kosher wine, sometimes it's droplets of wine, which doesn't really get dried up. What happens if you take a barrel, which wasn't cleaned out properly, so the droplets around the chovish, Zot the Shulchan Aruch, after a year you can use this barrel of wine. You don't need to be concerned about those droplets. After a year already it phases out, it expires. Said the Chacham Tzvi, similar to over here, I want to say that after 12 months, even if you have blias inside, blias of bosa, blias of cholov, you've gone back to parav, your default position is gone back to parav. As Shoshtei Chacham Tzvi, a Meshulati Gechidish, and his mechutzah in the Ponomiris. The Ponomiris writes a beautiful tshuva to the Chacham Tzvi with Bederech Chavod, and he says, "B'mechilis kavod mechutani." I don't understand how you can equate the two sugars at all. Yayin Nesach is not talking about when you inject it via heat. We're talking about cold wine, which is just on the surface. So fine, I understand there's a concept, there's a leniency that you find that after Yud Beis Chodesh it'll sort of lose its tam. But our case is a completely different case where you've got heat involved, where you've got the injection of the meat going inside the pot in a way which is unbelievable. Says the Chacham, says the Ponomiris, you can't equate the two, and there's no such thing. Yes, surely if Moshe Rabbeinu cooked the pot, cooked some meat inside the pot, even now it'll still be meaty. That is a huge machlokas. The Chacham Tzvi's got many, many riyas. He says, Chazal say klicheres, which became tomei, which became meaty, ain lo takona ela b'shvira. The only way to sort it out is by breaking it. Fred the Ponomiris, lo the Chacham Tzvi, you don't need to break anything. Just wait a few months, wait a year, and after a year, it'll be okay. He's got kain of a kain and many riyas. You should know the Chacham Tzvi is another massive topic. Like the Bismeya, like we discussed before, the Bismeya who rules out something which is not chilsis, like anion, and it's not benyomai, so he was makeled, and many poskim argued with it, but it was used as a tziruf. The same applies to Chacham Tzvi. Pesachet Shuvah brings it, and the Shaarei Tshuva brings it in Hilchos Pesach. It's brought everywhere, and it's also a tziruf ba'alma. Sometimes in Halacha, when you have two tzirufim, it's similar to saying 0 + 0 = 0. Right? So the Shaila is, how do you look at the Shaila? Which, you know, it was a pleasure to discuss the Shaila with some people here in town, where the Shaila, I told them, is can we rely on the Beis Meir and the Chacham Tzvi together? And bang on, they're straight away into the Shaila. Not sure, well, I didn't mean to discuss the Shaila, right? And then I just come, yeah, I know what you mean, yeah, you got the onion, but yeah. The Nekuda is, can you put the Beis Meir and the Chacham Tzvi together? The Shaila is basically, when you take a Eina Ben Yomer knife, and you cut an onion, you want to use the Beis Meir, because it's Eina Ben Yomer and it's an onion, Together with the fact that you've got a pot which was not used for 12 months, that's the Chacham Tzvi. We found the Maisa, the Das Torah, the Masham, the Rishon Shadron, The Rosh Hashadron that we know is the grandson of Masham. He's Zot the Rosh Hashadron, Masham, in Das Torah. He writes in Kuf Gimel, in Sivav, he taka says that the two together could be used. He's happy, he's more than happy to use the two together. So this is a very, very, a very beautiful way. If someone, again, we're not talking about lechatchilas, far from lechatchilas. We're not talking about if it's a small soup and it's easy to make another one. The case is it's lachatz before the simcha, and we want to have a mainstream posuk which wants to say it's okay. And over here, to rely on the besmei alone, it's some people would view that as a bit extreme to be mekel. But to rely on the chacham tzvi alone. The zikha not to rely on the chacham tzvi alone. But the Eger uses the chacham tzvi in a few different cases. Actually, a case I know of where there was a person, children who the parents moved out their house when they were elderly. They moved out their house to a caring home for many years, and the house was left empty. After they passed away, the children went into the house and they saw a set of cutlery. They couldn't remember if the set of cutlery was used for milky or meaty. Obviously, it wasn't when they were younger, because they wouldn't remember that. But it was. They got it later on, and when they were older, they didn't know. There was no record clearly whether it was milk or meaty. Oh, kashri. The only problem was that was chinaware, and the halacha is klicheres. You can't kasher. So that Rukveiga is mamash speaking about this case. Zara Rukveiga, I got the chacham tzvi. Again, it was more than 12 months, so we're in the care home. I got the chacham tzvi. Right, so he uses it together with a tziruf that is a sofuk. They're not sure if it's basar, not sure if it's a chalav. So even what you do plan on deciding that you're going to use it for, it might even be the same that it was used for. So you have a sofuk. Plus, he told you to do the hagola shela bala ita. It's another sugya. Again, I'm just exposing you to many topics in basar chalav, which is used the whole time when you're learning it. The bala ita's way is a beautiful thing. The bala ita, we think that you can't kasha klicheras. That means the klicheres ain't no shvira, ain't no takana ela b'shvira. The bala itza's chiddush is that if you dip it into boiling water 3 times, that is a way that you can kasher it. We don't use it again, but we're tarif it. The Rabbi Kivi Eger told this person, you got the chacham tzvi, you got the Rabbi Kivi Eger, you got the bala itza, so he allowed that.
It doesn't work.
You got to do it, yeah, in his case. So you see, he didn't want to rely on the chacham tzvi alone. He had to tell you to do the bala itza as well. You can see these shilas are not the, you know, we're not typically in the kitchen. I want to share with you firstly because it's live. Secondly, it involves so many shilas in Basar V'Cholav. You can see how complicated things can get. We started off with saying that this shila should deserve you to throw out the entire soup. Why? Because of the halacha of Chanan. Chanan tells you that all the onions becomes treif because of the contact where it received blias of bosa and cholav, makes the whole onion chanan, because of chati chanas and nevela, we say chanan, it affects the whole onion. Because all the onions are treif, then you need to have shishim, you need to have 60 times soup neged the onions, which you don't have, because although it was a large soup, it didn't have 60 times the amount of 2 onions. And therefore, the chayra, the svar chitzonah should be as treif, but if you put together the base mea, who says that it's limited to chilsas, but when you have besolim and you have onions, maybe it's better. And you put together chacham tzvi, who says that if the pot hasn't been used for more than 12 months, then it's lost its blias, it's not meaty anymore, it's gone back to parav. The two together, with a few other terufim, which I didn't mention, there's another, what's this?
What about the cold shoe
pot? Exactly. It's not even so clear. How in the world did this come milky? Who said... Oh, so you're saying it cut pizza. If you take a knife and you cut pizza, is that so clear that you've touched onto, it makes it milky, you're going to say for sure yes. But it might not be a clearition. It's already, maybe it's put into another keli. A lot of times you use a knife when the pizza is on your plate. And if it's on your plate, a lot of shit is whole, that's a klisheni. And klisheni won't make it meaty, won't make it milky properly. You've got a lot of tzirufim, Rav Moshe writes that as well. And there's another tzirufim, those other tzirufim, Otaka, Shvach, Rav Blaise mentioned before in the Nakuda of this Nakuda of who said it's milky? Especially you have a few different knives at home. It could be that the one they used for pizza was also the other one. So Rav Moshe writes this, that you got a few other tzirufim. Some also want to say that stainless steel is also not boilea. That's a massive chiddush in itself. Do you know where that comes from? Also a chacham tzvi. Rav Moshe writes that I heard from the Yaivat saying, b'shem his father, the chacham tzvi, who also said that son, if you have a type of material similar to stainless steel, which is so flat, the chacham tzvi wants to the taina that it's not boilea. Boileas happen when you have like a little bit of up and down, so then it's boilea. But if it's completely flat, there's a chiddush again. Rav Moshe brings from the Yaivitz b'shem Oviv, the chacham tzvi also wants to be maker. But those are very shvacha tzirufim. The main tzirufim that you can consider over here as the main ones is more like the besmea, the chacham tzvi, and then you can throw the other ones in as well. I'm sorry to expose to you all. This is a very heavy bus of a cholov she, but there's a lot going on. Just so you get a taste of what's, you get a taster, a kosher taster of what's going on, you'll see exactly why the chori in this case we could be matzil this shaila, and I think this is quite confidently so. Go on. If you put the onions inside the soup, 100%, it's a different ball game. You mentioned a very good shayla. What would be, this is a completely different, as you mentioned, completely different ball game. Were she to make the soup first of mushrooms, and afterwards put the onions in, then you got shishim before you begin, because you've got shishim of the, you don't need to work out, the nekuda is because the onions didn't become chanan. Our case is different, because your onions became chanan, because they were in the pot alone without anything, so then all the onions became chanan, so then you need to have soup, shishim, you're 100% right. There would be no shaila whatsoever if you take these onions and put them in after the soup is bubbling, because you got shishim before you even rock up, before you even establish a chanan, before you make chati chanas nevela, the whole onion's not treif, so then you've got shishim nega, the thickness of the blade. I think the Olam deserve here a bit of a softer shaila. And I'm going to share with you this. Again, this shaila I wasn't planning on discussing at all. But this is because it was Negea. I thought I wanted to share with you a few, you know, what Bosom Chodov is really about. It's quite a lot going on. I think Reb Chaim Shkirch, I think that is definitely a marked difference. The shaila would only begin if, because she, in her case, she fried the onions alone. Certainly, if she would put the onions into a ready-made soup, there's no question at all. You've got shishim neged the blade, 60 times the thickness of the blade, you're well. Even a normal soup has that. So you don't need to come onto that. By the way, in our case, obviously, the pot, certainly you need to kasher the pot. It's not going to be matzah the pot still. You can't rely on just the chacham tzvi. Therefore, the zichah kedai to kasher the pot. Okay, I think we should calm down a bit, and we should go into a shaila, which involves quite interesting shaila. You come home, someone had the shaila. He comes home after a long Shabbos day, and sometimes he comes home and makes kiddush. He comes home about 12 o'clock, 11:30. You make kiddush, you get hold of a cup. Yeah, you know my cup, you know the small kois. We mentioned that in the night time, you need to get a big kois, 150cc, which is this shul's fault. It's only 100cc. Because in the night time, the Bialocha says that it's a Doraisa, Kiddush is Doraisa, and therefore get a big cup to accommodate for the Chazanish. But the Shabbos day meal, the Shabbos day Kiddush, is the Rabbonon. A small cup does the job, and this is 100cc, a small kois, the small shit is 86cc, so even if you don't fill it up, let's say it gets spilt on the way while you're drinking it, or you don't finish it till the end, you've still got a bit of leeway till you get to 86, yeah, not too much, but you're safe to use 100cc. This is 100cc. You can get a local a glass for £1 locally in a shop, and you can get a glass which is 100cc, perfect for Kiddush. There's no problem, because Kiddush in the daytime is the Rabbonon, so you can use that. So you've gone and made Kiddush. And some people, this person told me, he's had enough with cake. Right? He's had enough with cake. What does he want for Kiddush, Shabbos day? He wants to have a bowl of shreddies. He likes shreddies. During the weekday, he wants to have shreddies on Shabbos. Can he have a bowl of shreddies for his Kiddush B'makom Suda and Shalom Al Yisrael? Is Kuchen one of the Aseres HaDibros? Does he have to have the Kuchen and the... and the cake? Oh, can he have? Calm down. Let's have a bit of mezonos. He wants to have Cheerios. What would you say the halacha is? Can you have Cheerios, a bowl of Cheerios, after his kiddush on Shabbos day? It was a very langam im koimcha in the morning, a long keladon, and he doesn't necessarily want to stuff his body up with some a cake and marge. He prefers to have a bit of shreddies. He's very used to his body, he's very used to that. What would you say? Is that called kiddush b'makom suda? The shaila, I suppose, is suda should be pas. Now, we'll make all that. It doesn't have to be actually pas. You don't have to actually wash the gon. Made sure to wash the whole time and not to have cake. But we'll make it to have cake. Very nice. That's one color to say that you can have cake, which really belongs to the bread family. It's really a pas. It's called pas above a kisne. Our shaila is, it's not related to the bread family at all, because shreddies is a completely different procedure that doesn't look like pas. And if you'd have loads of shreddies all together, you'll still never be able to make a birchas hazon. You should know, if you have cake, a lot of cake, the halacha really is, you make hazon. People don't know this. If you have a lot of cake, then you'll have to make a birchas hazon. But shreddies doesn't belong to the bread family as such. So a cracker is pasababa kistin. It still belongs to the bread family. It looks a bit like bread. So then you can say, maybe that you have to have after kiddush in the daytime. Do you have to have Pasa Baba Kistan cake style crackers after the after your kiddush? Yes or no? Say yes or no, Shaila. Or can you get away with having shreddies? Is it okay to have, what would you say? Is it okay to have shreddies, Cheerios? Some people like to have Cheerios. Is that okay to have after your kiddush Shabbos day? You should. What's this? Is that called Kviya Suda to be considered your Kiddush as Kiddush Makom Suda? Kiddush Makom Suda has to follow by a Suda. Now, pass lachatchele, you should have pass. Now, we don't, we'll make all we have Kiddush. You go to a Kiddush, you have some cake. Some people, they go to a Kiddush and they actually only, they don't like any cake at all. They prefer, they smell the kugel. They like the smell of the kegel. All they want is the kegel and make bone of fasha. That'll be geschmack away forward. Can you get away with that? That's zikha not. Because Mishabura brings the shilta kibayim, that actually can be makel, but only for a person who's a chalosh. But a regular person is zikha not allowed. It needs to be followed by a su'udah, something which is mazonis. But once it's mazonis, it doesn't really matter. The steamus of Mishabura is, it doesn't matter what type of mazonis, whether it's pasta baba kistin, even if it's not pasta baba kistin, even if it's shreddies, Cheerios, it's absolutely fine to go ahead and have shreddies for your kiddush makom suda. So anyone who wants to have shreddies instead of cake after, well, there's no roglach left after kiddush on Shabbos morning, and you've had a long shacharis, and you want to have something mazonis, is absolutely fine. I'm going to share with you something which you'll never dream of. There's a funny halacha. No. Rice is not included. No, because the mazonis. Sorry, very shkoch for pointing out. It'll never help you. You can have a whole box of Rice Krispies, but that's not considered Kiddush Makom Suda because it has to be followed by something which is a la Mechio style, and that's certainly out the game. Here is an interesting shayla, which I don't think is a very interesting chap. So you have two people come home for Kiddush after a long shachris. One of them prefers to have kuchen, and one of them prefers to have shreddies. Go ahead. They go ahead and have their thing. They have a kazayis for oid, kibetz of oid. They're very happy. In 5 minutes' time, they plan to start the meal. Okay, how the person plans to the shreddies, the milk, then maybe they'll wait a bit, 20 minutes, and then by the time they come to liver, it'll be half an hour if they're makbid. Okay, leave that alone. A fascinating halacha. If you finish your kiddush, and we'll finish with that. If you finish kiddush, right, you finish your kuchen on Shabbos day, and you want to start, there's pressure from the house, no, let's start already, it's ready, you've got mincha soon, the schedule Shabbos morning is very tight. Yeah, and you want to start the meal in 5 minutes, 10 minutes. It's a fundamental shayla. And you should know it could be decades and you wouldn't necessarily know what this halacha is. Do you make ala mechia after you finish kuchen if you know you're going to start the meal in 5 minutes' time? This is a fundamental shayla in halacha. You're planning to wash. We know the system by now that in 5 minutes you plan to wash. Okay, so you're going to wash and make ala mechia. Do you make ala mechia now? Very, very interesting. It's not the bi halacha in kufa involved. If you have pasa baba kisnin, just we have to get into our minds that a piece of cake, according to some opinions, is pas. If you give the Rashba a piece of cake, he will ask you, where's your keli? I need to wash. Because according to some opinions, this is hamoitzi. We make mazonis because of sofer brocha, blah, blah, blah. The end of the day is that when it comes to cake, we make, according to some shittas, it is pas. Therefore, zot bi halacha. Don't make it ala mechia now, because you're planning on making a birchas hazon in an hour's time. We catch a mincha earlier, early mincha, it's going to be half an hour's time. Yeah, you're going to planning on making a birchas hazon, and that will cover your mazonis. Because if you don't plan on making birchas hazon, then go ahead. But you're planning on making birchas hazon, because you're going to wash now and going to finish the meal soon. That birchas hazon should pater your cake. It's not the bialocha. If you have lekach, he's talking about mamash this shayla. You have lecha kichen and you have kuchen, and you plan to start the meal shortly. So there's some pahantikah posts can say within half an hour, some say shortly. No one's going to put exact minute on it, but very shortly you plan to start the meal. Zat the bi'aloch and kufa involved. Don't make it ala mechia. What I want to point out is to this person who decides not to have kuchen. Fair enough, you don't need to have kuchen to be yotze kiddush makom suda. With especially, I got rice from Rebbe Kiv Eger's no time. You can make a whole noisa out of it where the rayas are. That from Rebbe Kiv Eger's mamash muchach, that's fine. Once you have mazonis, which requires a ala mechia, you're good to go to use that for your kiddush makom suda. One fascinating nafka minna would be that if in 5 minutes' time you plan to start the meal, you go ahead and make ala mechia. Do you know why? Because your birchas hazon will not pater something which doesn't belong to the past family at all. The only common denominator they have together is that they come from the five grains. But certainly, you cannot use birchas hazon for something which has no shaykh to the past family. Yeah, you have a pasta, and you can't go ahead, by no way of stretch of imagination, go ahead and make a Birchas Hazon. But the evidence works, like it works for everything. But you certainly cannot use your Birchas Hazon, lachatchila, to patter your shreddies. You had shreddies before the meal, you've got to go ahead and make a lamachia. Picture this case. You have two people coming home from shul. One of them decides to have shreddies after his kiddush. One of them decides to have the regular thing that most people have. They have kuchen after the kiddush. One person would end up making ala mechia, one person would end up not making ala mechia. It's a fascinating afkamina. And don't forget that if they decide to have a drink, if the person who makes kiddush decides to have a drink, they don't make a shahakal on that either, because well, I've discussed in the past, once you drink a melelugma of your kiddush, the aloch is you don't go ahead and make a shahakal on your drinks. That's another topic, which we'll have to discuss another time. Go ahead.